மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் யம் பிரம்மா வருணேந்திர ருத்ர மருதஹ ஸ்துன்வந்தி திவ்யைஸ்தவைஹ வேதை சாங்க பதக்ரமோபநிஷதை காயந்தி யம் சமகா தியானாவஸ்தித தத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தி யம் யோகினோ யஸ்யாந்தம் ந விதுஸ்ஸுரா ஸுரகணாஹ தேவாய தஸ்மை நம. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நம. மோக்ஷ சந்நியாச யோகோ நாம அஷ்டாதசோத்யாயஹ. So having repeatedly discussed the topics of Jnana Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, Bhagavan towards the end, the previous first he said, whoever this use this teaching to others will be Bhagavan's dearest person. He said, this teaching is a great secret. And whoever shares, distributes this most exalted secret teaching to his devotees with great devotion to Bhagavan, that person no doubt would reach Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan promises in the 68th verse, யயிமம் பரமம் குஹ்யம் மத்பக்தேஷ்வபிதாஸ்யதி பக்திம் மயி பராம் க்ருத்வா மாமே வைஷ்யத்ய சம்சயஹ. பகவான் said, பராம் பக்திம் மயி க்ருத்வா. பராம் பக்தி மயி க்ருத்வா means what? Having attained the most exalted form of devotion in terms of Jnana Bhakti, himself will become a Jnana Bhaktaha and he will doubtlessly reach me, he'll become one with me. Who? The person, whoever, will share this most exalted knowledge, the secret of this teaching, towards my devotees, to my devotees. Yaha imam paramam guhyam mat bhakteshu abhidhasyati. The person who shares this knowledge cannot help, has to have this knowledge. So he himself will become a person of jnana bhakti. Thereby, he will attain Bhagavan in terms of knowledge. There's no doubt. Bhagavan says in 68th verse, such a person becomes the dearest person. Bhagavan says, the person who attains Jnana Bhakti, who shares this wisdom, and who becomes one with Bhagavan, who reaches Bhagavan in terms of knowledge, that person becomes the most beloved, dearest of Bhagavan. There's none who becomes the performer of the dearest service and becomes dearer to Bhagavan than this person who shares this teaching, or his most exalted teaching, Shastra teaching, with Bhagavan's devotees. So 68th verse he said, 69th verse he said, நச்ச தஸ்மான் மனுஷ்யேஷு கஷ்சின் மே கிருப்ரிய கிருத்தமஹ பவிதா நச்ச மே தஸ்மாந்த் அன்யப் பிரியதரோ புவி. அன்யஹா பிரியதரஹா புவி ந பவிதா. There will not be a dearer person in this world than that person who would passed on this teaching towards my devotees. And there's none who would be a person of greatest service than this person who would really share this wisdom with other people. This we saw in the last class. Next verse, 70th verse. Adhyeshete chayimam. It's a new lesson, new verse today. Adhyeshete chayimam. Adhyeshete chayimam. Dharmyam sambhadamavayoh. Adhyeshete chayimam. Dharmyam sambhadamavayoh. Jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti mematihi adhyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam sambhadamavayoh adhyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam sambhadamavayoh jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti mematihi adhyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam sambhadamavayoh jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti mematihi. Now again Bhagavan in this 68, 69, 60, 70th, all these verses, Bhagavan only discusses the greatness of this teaching. That how importance of even sharing this teaching also with other people, toward with his devotees. Now he says, the following verse. Adhyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam sambhadamavayoh jnana yajnena tenaham ishtasyamiti mematihi. Now what Bhagavan says, not only the person who learns, who does the teaching, who learns the teaching, who exposes the teaching, who understands the teaching, who assimilates the teaching, and who will share the teaching, Bhagavan says, he'll become dearer to me. Yaha imam dharmyam. Yaha imam dharmyam sambhadam. Avayoho dharmyam sambhadam adheshyate. Yaha, that person, whoever, adheshyate. Adheshyate means will study, will learn. Whoever will study what imam dharmyam samvadam. This samvadaha is a dialogue. The dialogue, not ordinary dialogue, dialogue pertaining to the teaching, a dharma. So dharmyam samvadaha means the samvadaha pertaining to dharma, pertaining to the shastra, subject matter of the shastra, is samvadaha. So this samvada pertaining to dharma, pertaining to subject matter of the shastra, is said to be dharmyaha samvadaha. Imam dharmyam samvadam, this dialogue pertaining to the subject matter of the shastram and dharma, of dialogue happened between us. Avayoho, Bhagavan tells Arjuna, Arjuna, avayoho sambhadaha. The dialogue that took place between us, between you and me, Arjuna and Bhagavan Krishna. Avayoho imam dharmyam sambhadam. Yaha adheshyate. It is not simple. No, it is a proper teaching. It's a whole teaching. What we discussed, the dialogue that we had between each other, His dialogue is of the subject matter of the entire Vedanta Shastram. That's why it's a Dharmyaha Sambhadaha. The dialogue pertaining to the subject matter of the Shastram, the Dharma, the Bhagavan. Therefore, Yaha Imam Avayoho Imam Dharmyam Sambhadam Adhyeshyate. The person whoever will study this dialogue between us, the dialogue pertaining to Dharma, pertaining to subject matter of the Shastram, that person, okay, Tena, by that person, how will he study? Jnana Yogena. Jnana Yoga means by going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. A person who would have gone through the discipline of Karma Yoga, thereby who would have become adequately prepared, who would have had Sadhana Chatushtya Sampatthi, who would have had Veka Vairagyam, thereby who would have gone through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, such a person whoever would go through this discipline of Jnana Yoga, thereby who by going to discipline of Jnana Yoga means studying the subject matter. So whoever will go to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, thereby whoever will study this subject matter of dialogue of ours, dialogue which took place between us, involving subject matter of the Shastram and Dharma, and that person, by that person, Aham Ishtaha Syam. Aham Ishtaha Syam. Ishtaha means what? See, the word Ishtaha means desired. One meaning. Another meaning is what? Worshipped. Aham Ishtaha Syam. Then, I'll become worshipped by that person. See, studying the Shastram itself is a worship of Bhagavan. That's what Bhagavan says here. So whoever will go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, thereby, whoever will study this, the dialogue that between us pertaining to the subject matter, the Shastram, the Dharma, that person, by that person, I will become worshipped. Aham Ishtaha Syam. I'll become worshipped. Tena. By that person, Yaha Imam Dharmyam Avayoho Sambhadam Adhyeshyate. Tena Jnana Yajnena. Tena Aham Ishtaha Syam. Okay. I become worshipped by that person. Iti me matihi. Arjuna, this is my vision. Iti me matihi means this is my contention. This is my view. This is my thinking. This is my vision. Bhagavan says. What Bhagavan says here? If a person studies subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, which is nothing but which was subject matter, of dialogue that happened between Bhagavan and Arjuna, itself will become worship of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan says, studying the Shastram is also a form of worship. It is a Rishi Yajnaha, Brahma Yajnaha. Studying the Shastram is one of the Panchamaha Yajnas. It becomes Rishi Yajnaha, Brahma Yajnaha. So, studying the Shastram itself is what? Worship of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan says, I'll become worshipped. I will be worshipped by that person who will study this subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, which happened, which was in the form of dialogue between us. This is not ordinary dialogue. The Dharmyaha Sambhadaha. This dialogue pertaining to Dharma, Ishvara, Bhagavan. dialogue involving the subject matter of the entire Vedanta Shastra was a dharmyaha. Because a dialogue can be useless dialogue also. But this is totally a dharmyaha samvadaha. It's a big teaching. So Bhagavan says, studying the Shastram becomes worship of Bhagavan. This Bhagavan himself says, if you don't have time to worship Bhagavan, even if you study Shastram, to teach Shastram, or to study Shastram, try to understand subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, what Bhagavan taught Arjuna, then that time you spend for studying Bhagavad Gita, the time spent for studying Shastram, is a time spent for worshipping Bhagavan. In fact, in these verses, verse number 70 and 71, Bhagavan glorifies the disciple. The disciple who studies the Shastram, understands the teaching, and who will share this teaching with other people becomes the most beloved of Bhagavan. And whoever goes through this study also will become the worshipper of Bhagavan. Therefore, the people who have gone through the discipline of Karma Yoga, who have been conscious of living a life of Dharma, such people naturally in due course of time become people of Viveka Vairagyam. A certain degree of Viveka will be there. A certain degree of Vairagyam also will be there. Then such people who have a certain degree of Viveka and Vairagyam, I mean, discriminative understanding and dispassion, it will be possible for them to focus on subject matter of Shastram. What Bhagavad Gita is saying, what is being taught here, they be qualified to focus. And once it is focused and then listen and they understand, they become interested, they assimilate, and they also share this wisdom with other people. And Bhagavan says there's something greater than that act, that we saw how he praised in the previous verses. And now he says what? I become worshipped by that person who studies the subject matter of the Shastram, which is in the form of dialogue between us. So some people will be seriously studying and they're assimilating and they would like to share also with what other people, what they have understood. Such a person also is glorified. And there'll be people who would like to study for themselves who may not like to share with other people. Anyway, whether the people study for themselves and after studying they share with other people or not, still all disciples of all types are really dear to Bhagavan and they become the worshippers of Bhagavan. One more thing. When a person who is adequately mentally prepared, eligible, when he listens to the subject matter of the Shastram in the dialogue between Bhagavan and Arjuna, then that listening, that study of the subject matter of the Shastram in the dialogue between Bhagavan and Arjuna, by an adequately qualified person, is known as Adhyayanam. Please listen to me carefully. A study of subject matter of the Shastram in terms of Bhagavad Gita, in the of dialogue between Bhagavan, Krishna and Arjuna, becomes Adhyayanam if it is, the study is done by an adequately qualified person who would have already gone through the discipline of Karma Yoga. Suppose you are a person who has yet to go through Karma Yoga, who needs to understand what Karma Yoga is also. Such a person who is not adequately qualified for study of the Shastram. Such a person also listens to the subject matter of the Shastram in terms of Bhagavad Gita, dialogue between Bhagavan Krishna and Arjuna, then the study of the Shastram by an unqualified person is known as Shravanam. Unqualified person who is not adequately mature, who is not adequately mentally steady, who is not intellectually adequately sharp, who does not have adequate Viveka Vairagyam, that person does the study of subject matter of the Shastram. The study of the Shastram done by a person who is not adequately prepared is known as Shravanam. The same study of the Shastram done by a person who is adequately mature, then the Shastram study is known as Adhyayanam. What is Adhyayanam? Adhyayanam means Kramena Patanam is Adhyayanam. Kramena Patanam means what? Adhyayanam means Kramena Patanam. Kramena Patanam means Kramena Adhyayanam means going through subject matter of, going through the Shravanam systematically, properly, step by step, you know, without having any communication gap, and for length of time from a competent teacher. That is Shravanam also, that's what Shravanam is. Shravanam is, that is the Shravanam. But what is Adhyayanam then? Adhyayanam is also a systematic study. Shravanam also is a systematic study. But what is the difference? The difference is, when a person does the Shravanam, he may not be as serious as the person who is adequately qualified. A person who is, for whom it's Adhyayanam, he's a very serious person, that whatever he listens, he sees that he understands, he assimilates. The person who does the Shravanam also listens and understands. But the seriousness is not, there's a difference in seriousness. The person who does Shravanam, his seriousness is not as much as the seriousness of the person who does the Adhyayanam. You know, both are listening to the Shastram systematically. But is anyone inferior, superior? No. Bhagavan Krishna says, the person who does Adhyayanam is also superior. The person who does Shravanam also is superior. Because the person who does Shravanam will later on will do the Adhyayanam. The person started doing Shravanam and he will become a person of Adhyayanam also. He will become more serious when he understands his teaching. When he starts listening casually, and when he understands, he becomes serious. The person Shravanam itself will gradually become Adhyayanam. Therefore, the person who does Shravanam also is superior. Great. The person who does Adhyayanam, of course, is great because his Shraddha is much more. He's more serious student. And he says, suppose the person who does the Adhyayanam will see that he assimilates the teaching, thereby he enjoys the benefit of the teaching in terms of attainment of jnanam and moksha. Whereas the person who listens to the teaching, but his seriousness is not adequate, means what happens? He accumulates the punyam of listening to the teaching. As a result of that punyam accumulated as a result of listening, and he may go to higher lokas such as Swarga, etc. Again, he will have samskara to listen to teach again with more shraddha. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Yaha imam avayoho samvadam adhyeshyate. ஓகே சஹ அத்யேஷ்யதே சஹ தேன அகம் இஷ்டா சாம் ஐ பிகம் வர்ஷிப் பை ஹிம் இதி மே மதி திஸ் இஸ் மை வியூ When Bhagavan says, I become worshipped by him, what does he mean? Worshipping Bhagavan means when we attain jnanam, attainment of jnanam is the culmination of worship. I become worshipped by him means this person attaining jnanam, there will be attaining jivan mukti, later attaining videha mukti is what? The most exalted form of worship. So I become worshipped by him. When Bhagavan says that when a person goes through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, he studies the Shastra with the Shraddha, then I become worshipped by him means that person will become Being worshipped by a disciple means a disciple becoming one with Bhagavan. Next verse. Shraddhavananasuyascha shrunuyadapi yo naraha shrunuyadapi yo naraha சோபி முக்தசுபான் லோகான் ப்ராப்னுயாத் புண்ய கர்மணாம் ஷத்தாவானனசூயஸ்ச ஶ்ருணுயாதபி யோ நரஹ சோபி முக்தசுபான் லோகான் ப்ராப்னுயாத் புண்ய கர்மணாம் ஷத்தாவானனசூயஸ்ச ஶ்ருணுயாதபி யோ நரஹ சோபி முக்தசுபான் லோகான் ப்ராப்னுயாத் புண்ய கர்மணாம் சோ தேர் அதர் பி ஸ்டூடண்ட்ஸ் அஃப்கோர்ஸ் ஹூ டு நாட் Do the adhyayanam, means who study the shastram not with tremendous seriousness, but they have some shraddha, then they listen to the shastram. And what happened to those students? Bhagavan says, shraddhavan. See, even for a person to listen to the shastram, he must have faith in the shastra. Without having faith in the Shastram as a pramanam, one cannot even listen to the Shastram. Where is the question of studying the Shastram with seriousness? Even to casually listen to the subject matter of the Shastram, one must have a certain degree of Shraddha. So Bhagavan says, Shraddhavan. Shraddhavan means the person who has Shraddha in the Shastram. Shraddhavan and anasuyaha. Not only the person has shraddha, the total unflinching faith in the shastram that it serves as a means of attainment of knowledge of the truth. And anasuyaha, asuya means jealousy, envy. Asuya also means what? Whenever you talk, you know, whenever you feel jealous of other person, you are critical of other person also. So anasuyaha means as a person of non-criticism. See, the person who has shraddha in the shastram, unflinching faith in the shastram, thereby who becomes a person of non-criticism, anasuya, who is not critical of the shastram. Person of non-criticism, such a person, shraddhavan anasuyaha cha, shunyat, yaha naraha shunyat, yaha naraha. So, yaha naraha, whoever, that person who, yaha naraha means, the person who api also shunyat means listens to the unfoldment of subject matter of the shastram. Yaha shunyadapi, the person who listens to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the shastram, how as the person of faith, as a faithful person, shaddhavan, as the one having unflinching faith in the shastram, anasuyahacha, and as a person of non-criticism, the non-critical person. So when a person listens to the unfoldment of subject matter of the shastram, how as a faithful person and also as a non-critical person, shaddhavan cha anasuyaha, as a non-critical faithful person, that person also, what happens? Sahanaraha muktaha. Sahapi muktaha. The person becomes free. Muktaha. Muktaha means what? He does not become free from bondage of karma. No. That person also becomes free, not from bondage of karma, but at least from some punya papams, some papams. Muktaha. He becomes free from certain degree of sins that he has adequate punyam. He has adequate punyam. Thereby what happens? Prapnuyat. Shubhan lokan. Punya karmanam. Shubhan lokan prapnuyat. That person will attain auspicious higher worlds. Shubhan lokan. The person will attain auspicious, sacred, higher worlds. Punya karmanam. Worlds accomplishable by people of punya. People of righteous actions. So punya karmanaha means people who perform only righteous actions, thereby who accumulate punyam, they are punya karmanaha, people of righteous actions. And people who earn punyam by their righteous actions are punya karmanaha. And only such people can attain higher lokas, sacred, auspicious worlds. And here Bhagavan says, whoever listens to the shastram with unflinching faith and without being critical of the teaching, oh, I don't believe this teaching, etc., without being critical of the teaching, but he listens. But he is not adequately prepared for the Shastra teaching. Therefore, he does not attain jnanam immediately, does not attain moksha immediately, but he becomes free from certain degree of sins. Thereby, he has only adequate punyam, that he will attain auspicious sacred worlds, which can be reached only by people of punyam. People of righteous actions and people of punyam. So even other people who are not yet qualified for the attainment of jnanam, but still who are shraddha in the shastram, and who are not at all, who do not find fault with the teaching, who are not critical of the teaching, the shraddha say they listen, but because they're not adequately prepared, they're not able to really attain the jnanam, but still this time is spent only in listening to the shastram. Therefore, they earn punyam. And the amount of punyam they earn, that they become free from certain degree of papams, that they become eligible to go to higher lokas, which are reachable only by people of punyam who would have performed only righteous actions. So people who do serious adhyayanam, serious, why? They have purusharta nischaha, they have committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and they are ready. They would have gone through the discipline of karma yoga, they would have been worshipful and prayerful, were very serious, and who have viveka, therefore who have vairagyam, who are dispassionate to other worldly things, therefore who are very focused, distraction-free minded, and who are very seriously studying the shastram, such people will attain jnanam and they'll become one with Bhagavan. Whereas people who are not yet ready, who also are purusharthascha, who are committed to the pursuit of jnanam, but who are not yet ready mentally, because we have to manage, handle their emotions, who are not yet mentally steady and pure adequately, such people, when they also listen with shraddha, they have shraddha in the shastra. So they listen, shraddha, they listen and listen and listen. And they listen and they are critical of the shastra. But before even they attain the jnanam, the kaifa may come to an end. Then what will happen to such people? Such people, whatever efforts they have put in will not go waste. Of course, they'll come back with and pick up the same thread. So where they left, they'll continue. So that it will not be a waste of time. But still, and because they become, their papam becomes neutralized, certain degree of papam becomes neutralized, they will become free from certain degree of papams, that with adequate punyam, Bhagavan says what? Shubhan lokan, punya karmanam shubhan lokan prapnya. That person will go to higher lokas, auspicious worlds, accomplishable by people of punyam who have performed only righteous actions. Okay. Bhagavan, in fact, talks about whether a person does the serious study or casual study, still having shraddha in the shastram, a person studies the shastram, he will definitely enjoy appropriate benefit. Kachide tachutam partha Twayaikagrena chetasa Twayaikagrena chetasa. 72nd verse. Kachide tachutam partha Kachide tachutam partha Twayaikagrena chetasa Kachidajnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya Kachide tachrutam partha Twayaikagrena chetasa Kachidajnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya Kachide tachrutam partha Twayaikagrena chetasa Kachidajnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. Now Bhagavan says this verse, who addresses Arjuna, hey Partha, hey Dhananjaya. Bhagavan addresses Arjuna twice. In the first time he says, hey Partha. Second, he addresses Arjuna as, hey Dhananjaya. Having addressed Arjuna as Partha, Bhagavan says, Partha, Arjuna, Kachit Yetat Shrutam. Kachit Yetat Shrutam. When you break it, Kachit Yetat Shrutam. If you don't break it, Kachidetat Shrutam. All Sandhi. Kachidetat Shrutam Partha. Break it, Kachit Yetat Shrutam. Kachit is actually tag, is used to form a tag. Yetat Shrutam means what? त्वया त्वया वायु हे अर्जुन पार्थ त्वया एतत् श्रुतम् इट्स अ सिंपल सेंटेंस त्वया एतत् श्रुतम् त्वया वायु एतत् दिस श्रुतम् वाज हर्ड और हैज बीन हर्ड एतत् त्वया श्रुतम् दिस हैज बीन हर्ड बाय यू अर्जुन दिस हैज बीन हर्ड बाय यू एतत् त्वया श्रुतम् एतत् मीन्स व्हाट दिस teaching which I have been imparting to you, which is been happening in the dialogue between you and me, this teaching has been heard by you. Yetat tvaya shrutam. Now what about this word kachit? Kachit will say yetat tvaya shrutam kim. Tvayashrutam kim? It is tvayashrutam, simple sentence. This has been heard by you. Etat tvayashrutam kim? Kim? So you want to ask, has this been heard by you? Have you, Arjuna? This teaching has been heard by you. Has it been, Arjuna? Kachit means what's a tag? Has it been, Arjuna? Has this been? Means has this teaching been heard by you? How? Ekagrena chetasa. Ekagrena chetasa. With single pointed mind. With focused attention. With a distraction free, focused, one-pointed, single-pointed mind, has this teaching been heard by you, Arjuna? Yetat kachit tvaya shrutam ekagrena chetasa. Ekagrena chetasa tvaya etat shrutam kachit. Shrutam kim? Arjuna, I have imparted this knowledge to you. Have you heard this teaching? With focused, distraction-free, single-pointed attention. Ekagrena chetasa shrutam kim? First, he's asking questions. So, tvaya ekagrena chetasa etat tvaya shrutam kachit. Then, so the kachit means what? Kachit is used as a tag, to form a tag. Kachit ajnana sammohaha te panashtaha dhananjaya. Now he's asking, hey dhananjaya or Arjuna, ajnana sammohaha te ajnana sammohaha panashtaha. So panashtaha means what? Gone. Now panashtaha means got lost, got destroyed, no? Got resolved. Nashtaha means got resolved. Pranashtaha means what? Got totally resolved. What totally got resolved? Ajnana sammohaha. Ajnanam, ignorance. Sammohaha, delusion. Ajnanena jataha sammohaha. Ajnana sammohaha. So, madhyama padalopi samasa. Ajnanena jataha sammohaha. Ajnana jata sammohaha, ajnana sammohaha. So, sammoha means delusion. Delusion born of ignorance got resolved totally. Pranashtaha. Delusion born of ignorance got resolved totally. So, here that now kachit. Arjuna. Now, te, whose delusion born of ignorance? Arjuna's. So Bhagavan says, te, your Arjuna, has your delusion born of ignorance got resolved totally? Arjuna, has your delusion born of ignorance got resolved totally? Arjuna, has this teaching been hurt by you with a focused attention, single point attention? Bhagavan's question towards 72, the verse number 72, Bhagavan is asking, Arjuna, have you heard with focused attention? And have now has your ignorance gone? And has the delusion born of ignorance got resolved? This is a Bhagavan's question. Hey Partha, Tvaya Ekagrena Chetasa Etat Shutam Kachit. Hey Dhananjaya, Te Ajnana Sammohaha Panashtaha Kachit. Bhagavan's asking, Arjuna, have you heard it properly? Has your doubt gone? Has delusion gone? Has ignorance got resolved? Okay. So are you free of ignorance? Are you free of your delusion? And have you really retained it, assimilated the teaching? Have you understood the teaching? Bhagavan is asking here. Kachidetachrutam partha tvayikagrena chetasa kachidajnana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. Okay. Shri Bhagavan knows Arjuna was listening. But still he's asking like any other teacher. Because Arjuna, when you were listening to me, Bhagavan also wanted to know from Arjuna whether he was doing adhyanam, whether it was simply shravanam, it was a simple shravanam, whether he did simple shravanam, whether he did adhyanam. Whether Arjuna was a very serious student or he was simply listening, no. We know very well how desperately Arjuna asked. You know, Arjuna said, I do not see even having the status of being the chief of three worlds will not help me resolve my pain. He said, even if I become a king of three worlds, the underworld kingdom also, it will not resolve my pain. So please tell me only that which will help me resolve my pain for good. I'm your disciple. Arjuna was a very serious student. Arjuna was not an ordinary student. So Bhagavan says, Arjuna, you seriously, intensely asked, because the Arjuna's question made Bhagavan, Arjuna's request made Bhagavan pour out the teaching. But Bhagavan, what he means is, Arjuna, you asked me very intensely, seriously, fervently, and I've been teaching you. And now, I'm sure, as a very serious, aspirant, when you heard the teaching, definitely, you must have got your ignorance resolved. Ignorance born delusion must have gone, and you must have really listened to the teaching, the focused attention. So Bhagavan is asking. So kachit is a question, like a tag. So Arjuna had confusion, Arjuna had grief, Arjuna was grieving, Arjuna was sorrowful, and now all that he needed was a teaching, because teaching alone would help him resolve the ignorance, and ignorance caused delusion. Once ignorance resolves, delusion goes, and the person's error in the perspective, perception will change, and then in the right perspective, the person can see only freedom. There's no bondage at all. Then Bhagavan is asking whether Arjuna heard everything seriously and whether his ignorance got resolved, ignorance caused delusion got resolved. Is it Bhagavan asked? Now Arjuna is going to answer. I'm going to stop with this. Arjuna uvacha nashto mohasmritir labdha tat prasadan mayachyuta sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava nashto mohasmritir labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava arjuna uvacha nashto mohasmritir labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava. We don't break the sandhi. Gata sandeha karishye vachanantava. Otherwise you can break it. Sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava sthitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava. In brief, if we tell you, explain next class. Now Arjuna tells, Arjuna vacha. Bhagavan asked, have you heard seriously? Were you very focused in the class? Have you got confusion? Have you said confusion, delusion gone? Because my ignorance must have gone by now. It's Arjuna's, Bhagavan's question. Arjuna tells, nashto mohaha. Nashtaha mohaha. Is, oh Lord Krishna, yes, mohaha nashtaha. Moha nashtaha means what? The delusion got resolved. Delusion has gone. Mohaha nashtaha. Smritihi labdha. Why delusion has gone? Because smritihi labdha. The word smritihi here means clear vision has been obtained. Clear vision has been gained. Therefore, delusion is gone. Smriti moha nashtaha. Delusion is gone. Got resolved for good. Because smritihi labdha. Clear vision has been gained. Maya by me. Moha nashtaha, smritihi labdha, maya, hey Achyuta, Arjuna is addressing Bhagavan, hey Achyuta, very important word, Achyuta means one who does not slip away from your mind even for a fraction of second. Achyuta means one who does not slip away at all, any time. One whom you cannot miss at all, even for a fraction of a second. He is Achyuta. Na chyavate iti Achyuta. See, when does water slip away from the wave? There's never does water slip away from devotion, the wave. So Bhagavan never slips away from every mind. Anyway, he's got Achyuta. Hey, Achyuta, Krishna, maya smritihi labdha, moha nashtaha. A clear vision has been gained by me. Delusion has gone. My delusion got resolved totally for good. How it happened? Tvat prasadant. Purely because of your grace, your anugraha. Tat prasadat, purely only because of your grace, Bhagavan, hey Krishna, my clear vision has been gained by me and my delusion got resolved for good. what now? Gata sandehaha sthitaha asmi. Sthitaha asmi. I am here. I remain here as what? As the one whose doubts, all doubts got resolved for good. Gata sandeha, as the one from whom doubts have gone. Gataha sandehaha yasmat. Gataha, compound, samasta padam. Gataha sandehaha yasmat. Saha gata sandehaha. Understand this word. Gata sandehaha sthitaha asmi. Krishna, now I remain here as the one from whom all doubts have gone. So what now? I remain here as a clear, doubt-free, as a person of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Swarupam, your Swarupam, obtaining as my own Swarupam. I have a clear, right perspective of the things that My delusion got resolved for good because clear vision has been gained by me purely because of your grace. Therefore, what? Tava vachanam karishye. I shall. Okay. Tava vachanam karishye means what? I shall do. I shall do in keeping with your teaching. So, Karishya means what? I shall do what I should be doing. I shall do what I should be doing in keeping with your instruction. Tava vachanam karishye. So, I shall carry out your words. I'll follow your instruction. Tava vachanam karishye means I shall follow your instruction. Hey Achyuta, I shall follow your instructions. I'll do what I should be doing in keeping with your instruction because I am here. Having got all my doubts resolved for good. This is the literal meaning of the verse. I'll see you next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.